Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three, once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man. Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. So buckle up and join me for the wild ride. So welcome back to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury. And today I am so excited because I'm finally meeting you after all this time. I'm sitting here with the most amazing Denise Richards, who I love. I've been a massive fan of you forever. Now I've made my husband a massive fan of yours too.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And she's here in the hot seat with me today, looking beautiful. And that's, I think, what we're going to talk about today.
Thank you. I'm so excited we finally get to meet in person.
How long have we been talking?
Quite a while.
I know. I don't even know
I'm
how we
so
connected.
Happy.
The power of Instagram.
That's true.
Yeah, it's so, right? It really is amazing. It's such a nice way to connect with people because you kind of like build a friendship. You kind of feel like you've met the person.
Right. I felt like I knew you too.
Yeah.
And I've been such a fan of yours too from, you know, Ladies of London.
Thank you. It's up there with them. I've had some moments in Ladies of London, but it's not quite your career. But anyway. So I wanted to talk to you today because actually looking at all the podcasts that I've done, the biggest ones I think are always on beauty. And I thought about, you know, yourself, you're known as a beauty icon, like women, men, everybody loves you. And you've been in Hollywood forever, literally. Please don't take offense to that. It's true. But you've managed to reinvent yourself. You've got a movie coming out. You stayed relevant. You've gone through many different paths. And that's not easy to do in Hollywood. Like, how do you have such a long-standing sort of career here?
I honestly don't know. I think that I've been open to exploring different things and different roles and different platforms, whether it be reality and, you know, social media and that sort of thing. So I just feel very grateful that I am able to work and get parts and, you know, still work in the industry, because at my age, I never would have thought, my younger self, you know, looking this far, I would not have thought that I would still, you know,
be here.
Yeah. I mean, I thought I'd be here like on Earth and stuff.
Oh God, yeah.
But I mean, I just wasn't, I don't know. It's hard to imagine yourself older.
I feel like you're having a revival right now too.
Honestly, I still feel very much in my 20s.
Yeah. It's just the body doesn't keep up.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Well, we're going to touch on that because, I mean, here we both are, it's quite funny, sat here with our newly dark brown locks. And I think it must be an age thing as well, that we all sort of go a bit darker and we sort of follow all these
these trends, but it does. I feel like it looks better when we're older.
Well, my older daughters saw pictures. They were never wanting to see any of my movies when they were younger.
Yeah.
I don't think they knew what I did for a living, but I think they thought it was odd to see their mom, you know, playing parts.
And I also think, by the way, no kid finds their mother cool.
No, not at all. But they started to see movies and pictures of me with dark hair, and they were the ones that said, "Mom, I think you should go darker." And so here I am.
Well, you look amazing.
Oh, well,
thank you. Love it. And I think what is, you know, key into what you just said before was it's being able to pivot. And a lot of women, I think, you know, they sort of have a career, and then when one door closes, they don't know how to turn it into something else. And I think that's something you've been really good at, because, I mean, you and I got talking because, you know, you had just started, I think you just started on your social media, and you were like, how do you do, you know, or is it?
Oh, gosh. Well, I did have it, but I'm not very good at it.
No one's very good at it.
But you are.
It's all him.
You are amazing.
Yeah. It's all him.
I still want to know how you cut your videos together and who's there taking them when you guys go on vacation.
Him.
Like, no, but do you set up a fucking tripod or some shit?
You have no idea.
You do?
He really does.
Oh.
He really
okay,
does.
Okay, I want to know the kit you bring, because I'm always like, they look so romantic and beautiful and everything, but I'm like, who the fuck is there taking all the pictures and videos?
Well, him or the driver. That is something that I found with social media and Instagram, that when you do connect with someone, we've all sort of like passed on our knowledge to each other, because I'm a big sharer. Like, I love to.
You are a big sharer. I love that about you. Not everyone is.
Not everyone is?
No. You know.
I know, I mean, but not, like, it's, I guess in Hollywood, no, but like, I mean, I talk a lot to Kat. We share a lot. I mean, you know, Kat Sadler's coming in after this, and she was the one that sort of prompted my facelift. And I find like being open and sharing with people,
it makes you relatable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've talked all the time, like about different things that we could do. I think helping women at our stage in life as well. Like, I don't feel too old. I feel great. I feel like I'm just getting started.
I agree. And as soon as I saw that you know, when you had shared with me
the
that
facelift,
yeah. And I am very curious about one myself,
yes,
because I want to fix my neck and my jowls, but I'm so scared to do it. So, but you were very, and I haven't done it yet. People think I've already had plastic surgery.
Well,
so
that's
I
not
thought,
bad then. Means well, you look great.
Well, not necessarily. They're like, you know, some of the wonderful comments people have. But no, I thought it was so brave of you to be so open and honest, because a lot of women that look like you don't open up about it and be open and honest.
Well, I think it's a bit weird if I sort of step out the next day looking, you know, 10 years younger or whatever it is. I do feel like the neck and the jowls are the first thing that go on us women as we get older. And it's something we all sit there just doing, you know, pulling back. And I just want to tell women, having done it, you know, Denise, we've discussed it before, like, just get in there. I cannot recommend it enough. It's for me. It's 5 days of a little bit of uncomfortable. That's it. You can definitely hide. And if you are thinking about it more than 3 times, then get in there and do it.
Yeah, but what if I don't? My fear is, you know, I've had my boobs done quite a few times, but at least that, if they don't turn out and they look sideways, you can cover it with a shirt.
Yeah.
But your face, that's different. And that's where I'm fearful of. What if it's an off day for a search?
Do you know what? That's really interesting, because you do see, and I, you know what? I've figured it out. This is my secret, I think, is having looked at all the people that look really a bit odd, they've all lifted their eyes. Do you notice that? They've lifted the side of their eyes. I think that does it. I didn't touch my eyes. I just took the eyelids off.
What do you mean by that?
I just took the extra skin off here. I didn't lift them. I didn't move the shape. I did nothing. Only the skin on the very top of my lid. So that makes a bit more sense to you.
What's interesting too, some women, when they get a facelift too, their nose gets wide.
Well, that does happen because you're swollen.
But if you pull this skin, naturally this widens. Do you know
really?
What I'm saying? But on you, it doesn't at all.
No. Like, I've never seen that, to be honest.
You haven't?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're like, sitting
you
in the wrong
here,
seat.
Look at my nose got wider.
Yeah, but it's going to settle. It's going to settle.
And then
your
it's
going to
settle
get,
where settles. I need another fucking facelift.
Well, I mean, not really. I feel like mine's settled now and I'm 4 months in. But I do feel like I mean, look, if you want to hold yourself up with fillers and things like that, they do work too. But then the shape of your face begins to get a bit weird.
I can't do fillers.
Yeah.
I did it twice and I looked like a chipmunk. Oh. They don't work on me. It doesn't look right.
I really, really believe that it is a really good way for confidence. I think all of us women at this age, as again, I feel better than I have for a very long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you noticed a big difference too?
Oh, he loves it. He loves it.
I don't mean just physically. I mean like with her emotionally and everything.
With my confidence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I saw you in person because...
Before?
Yeah, because I was actually shocked when you told me you were getting it. Yeah. I'm like, you don't fucking need one.
I had not even as much as, you know, less, more than you. That's it.
I would think a surgeon would look at you and be like... No, you don't need it.
No. And he came up, and by the way, he took way more than I ever thought was coming off. I had like, in my head, it was millimeters. He took inches off my neck. Inches.
Can I see your neck? Really? See?
The neck of a 14-year-old.
Like, I hate my neck. And I hate to be vain, but sorry.
We're all vain. Look.
Business, and it is what it is.
And aren't you filming in like 4K and all of this? Crazy, like it's, you know, the new, it's high definition.
Well, yeah,
it's like a nightmare.
You can't hide anything.
You can't hide anything.
They don't put those filters on there.
They don't give us anything. They don't give us anything. No filter. I gave up with the show. Like, I mean, and this one, I was like more overweight too, so I looked like I ate Sergio in the last series. But anyway, let's take a little pause from the show and talk about something very dear to my heart. And I've been on a sort of health journey for the last couple of years, if any of you have been following me. I'm turning 48 in April. So I'm especially into keeping up with my young husband these days. And I decided to try AG1. It's been working for me amazingly. Why did I try it? Well, first of all, I'm a big pill popper, which drives my husband nuts since there's a pile of vitamins by my breakfast every morning. And I wanted to see if there was a single solution out there that supports my entire body by filling in the nutrient gaps daily where I needed energy. I want to simplify my morning routine with easy habits that I don't forget. I want to support my gut health, which all of you know I visit clinics in Austria as well for gut health. So I wanted to continue that when I was at home, support my immune system and my brain health, because I do a million things like we all do as mothers and working mothers. Since drinking AG1 daily, I felt more energetic, stronger, nourished. It sort of gives you that buzz in the morning that you can do anything. AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more, but it's a powerful, healthy habit. Also is powerfully simple. You simply need one scoop. You mix it in water once a day, every day. Any of us can remember that, surely. So I decided to take it at this point in my life, as you know, that I have been on an anti-aging journey. I need something that I can, you know, travel with, that I can make part of my daily life easily, and that will support my brain, my gut, and all of these things while laying the groundwork for long-term health. So if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and add 5 free AG1 travel packs. And with your first purchase exclusively, drinkag1.com/uncut. That's drinkag1.com/uncut. Check it out. Let's get back to the show. It's really hard to stay because, as you know, going into the movie industry, everybody wants your spot. Everybody wants to be the new you, you know, and to be able to keep it, you have to be able to.
Well, I'm not playing the parts that I played when I was obviously a lot younger. You know, I thought, you know, the first time I played a mom, I was like, fuck, I'm playing. Okay, I've crossed over. Even though I was a mom, I don't know why. It was just so weird, you know. So I'm I'm not trying to play those parts, you know, back what I played when I was much younger. But I'm grateful to be working. But for me personally, seeing myself on camera,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, they show more. Do I really have all those lines in my neck and, you know, face and shit like that? That's a thing that I noticed looks different.
I mean, I feel like movies versus reality TV with, like, you know, Housewives. Housewives cameras are very unforgiving. Very.
I think they're more forgiving than
the movies.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes.
Wow. Okay.
Sometimes because they want everyone to look a little bit more
glamorous.
Glamorous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so what is the movie you're doing now?
Well, it's called Hunting Housewives, ironically.
Hunting Housewives.
Housewives.
Okay.
And I play a wife of a huge reality television producer.
Yeah.
And I go on a girls' trip, and my husband wants us all gone. And it kind of backfires on him.
Sounds like a bit like one of those movies, Very Bad Things. Something like this is going to unfold. I'm really excited to see it. Where can we watch it?
It's on Lifetime. I actually was surprised that Lifetime did it. It's kind of like a dark comedy, but it's very empowering for women. And our characters are very, you know, we start out very shallow and all about our lifestyle and the glitz and the glamour and that kind of thing. And we realize how strong we are and how we are actually survivors. So it's kind of a very dark comedy, though.
And then after this, what is the dream role? Like, would you want to go back? Would you, I ask you every time, I'm going to ask her one more time. Would you go back to Housewives? Because I want you to go back so
You're
badly.
So sweet.
Yeah.
I love watching you on the show too. I probably would. I really
I think they're ready for
my
you.
Time
so everyone's
on
listening
there.
Out there. I think they're ready to have Denise back. I really do. I think it's time. I think you had your break. You got what it is. And now...
Yeah, now I understand. And I'm genuinely friends with...
The women.
Some of the women on the show.
No, I know. And I think, you know, that makes the most sense is when you can slide back. And also, by the way, anyone, it doesn't matter if you've been an actress or anything before. In fact, it's probably helps. It's probably a hindrance more than a help.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it's like learning to drive if you already know how to drive, you know, up and down your thing. Because it's so different. I think everybody needs a season to be aware of what it is, because it is terrifying. The first season.
It's so different from anything I've ever done.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget Garcelle, the first time she filmed, it was with me, and she was waiting for them to say action. And I said to her, I go, they don't say action.
She's
like, what do you mean? I go, action is when that fucking mic is on you.
Yeah.
So just know that. And she's like, you gotta be kidding. I go, no. And the other thing I was surprised about was I kept asking, I'm like, where the hell is Kraft Surface around here?
Oh, none of that. I know.
It's a tiny little box of food. So I had to bring my own snacks because I'm a grazer and everyone knew working with me how much I love my snacks. And even Lisa Rinna would say, we have to get Denise her snacks. She has to eat.
And it's so funny because also, you know, I guess with being an actress as well, it's not very personal. And this is so personal.
Well, yes. But I also found some women are different on camera than they are off camera.
Oh, 100%.
And I think that's bullshit.
100%. Well, the camera does something funny to people.
I think so,
and
too.
And it's about getting airtime. It's about getting your moment. And I see it, too, with the show that I do. And, you know, you can't change that because, it, you know, no matter how good of friends you are, there is a certain competitive element to it. I mean, my housewives seem to think that we're on Survivor and one of us is, you know, not coming home at the end of the episode. So it's like...
I didn't understand that either when people would say to me, oh, it's about they're trying to get airtime. What are you talking about? Why can't it just be a group of women and we just talk? But well, then I started to really understand.
Well, you know, but I still think and I still maintain that without all of you, the show doesn't work. So like, you know,
right.
You know, and you need everybody. So I think there's a fine line between the competitiveness and the everything else. But, you know, I mean, it's funny because seeing you now come in and out, like you now, you've become a housewife. Like before it was like you kind of rolled out of the house in your normal clothes and went to housewives. I'm like, oh, I've just arrived. And the others are all like,
God,
you know,
I know.
All like in
I
this.
Know.
And then this year when I saw you on, it's like, you finally got the memo.
Fuck, I did. I had glam. I'm like, fuck this. I am not going to have those bitches. I mean, and they made fun of me my second season saying, oh, well, now you're doing glam. I'm like, well, who wouldn't once you learn? Like,
yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Did you not watch it before you went on it?
Yes, but when I met with the producers, I said,
I'm going to be myself.
Yeah. Like, and that was dumb.
So dumb. So
it was
dumb.
Really,
I wish I'd known you
me.
Then. Yeah. I'm like, no.
It was really. And I think it was Dorit that said to me, we were talking about stylists. I'm like, a stylist to go to dinner? I go, I only do that when I'm working. She goes, this is working.
It's true.
And she was right. And yeah. I was really naive and dumb.
Yeah, no, it's
I
funny.
Was fucking dumb
but
about
actually,
it.
But actually, it's kind of cute. It's very endearing. It's we had one girl on our show that did that too, but she, boy, did she regret it afterwards because the camera lights eat you as well. Like if you don't have the proper glam.
Oh, yeah,
it's a different
I had
type
no
of makeup
on most of my scenes. When I wasn't like dressed up for like an event, I didn't wear makeup. I just thought, I'm just going to be myself, like with my stupid ass, you know, messy bun and all this shit, my jeans and a t-shirt. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Like the crazy chemist.
No wonder Kyle called me a ragamuffin.
I mean, yeah, well, I mean, they're brutal. The girls, your girls are brutal. You have to have.
Oh, they like, are brutal.
Yeah, brutal. You have to be buns of steel to be on Beverly Hills. Of steel. But, you know, I feel like you gave as good as you got this season. You know, you held your own.
Oh.
You did.
Okay. First of all, I won't even watch any of the episodes that I was on.
Oh, you haven't watched it?
No. I made such an asshole out of myself at that dinner. There's no
upside
way.
Down jacket. That is so, when you asked her, is yours upside down? I wanted to clap. But it's brilliant. It was so cute.
It was
so good. How many drinks did you have, Denise?
You know what? I had one drink before I left.
Yeah.
And I had a half a drink while I was there. I was sick and we had to do a couple COVID tests to go. And I really probably shouldn't have gone because I was not feeling well. But because my test came back and I was fine to go, there is something to be said. You shouldn't mix cold medicine with
oh
the
my
cocktail.
God, you had cold medicine with it. Yes,
so,
that's a disaster.
Whatever.
Well, it actually made the series. So there you go.
Thank you.
And you must have gone viral. So look at the positive. There's always a positive to one of these things.
Catherine O'Hara did a little scene of me, you know.
It's so good.
And I am such a fan of hers.
It's Dorit's face too. She's looking at her jacket like, mine's upside down. Like the two of you.
I had no idea that that was going to turn into what it did. So,
well, you know, I mean, I've had the blue unicorn. I think, you know, you can't go through Housewives without making these kind of like faux pas. It's part of it. And it's so funny because it was cute. It's nothing. You're not hurting anyone. It was fun.
Well, thank you for saying that. It's not like I showed up at my kid's school like that.
No.
It was a weed party.
It was,
for Christ's sake.
It was funny. Anyway, I've been in the States a week and everyone's crazy here. So.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
It's nuts. So anyway, if you could give a piece of it, like one makeup tool to anybody in your bag at your age now that you can't live without, like what are the sort of the pieces that you always carry?
So you and I have brows.
Yes.
Right? So definitely an eyebrow pencil.
Have you got gray hair in your brows? You don't have any. I have.
You don't look like you do.
I do.
Well, I don't see it.
Thank you so much.
But I like to have it shaped because I've always been known for my eyebrows. So, and I love lip gloss and mascara.
I mean, so you're just taking everything everywhere.
Well, and you know what? It's a whole thing. And concealer and this and this and this.
Okay, I would say, girls, my number one thing is concealer.
Concealer,
I could probably live without anything else, but concealer lifts everything. If I could only choose one, I guess
it would
I'd
be
have
concealer?
To take it.
Oh.
I think so. Because it sort of lifts your whole face.
I think if I had to just pick one thing, it would be mascara.
Mascara. No, I could live without those. Sergio doesn't like eyelashes. I mean, I do it, but he doesn't like eyelashes.
Why is that? My husband's the same way.
I mean, I'm trying to tell them there's nothing natural left on my body. I don't understand what he's talking about. I'm like, he goes, I love you natural. I'm like, we should have met when I was 14. It's a bit late for that. Everything. I've had a facelift, cheek lift, boobs. I don't know. Hands just done.
Oh, well, speaking of boobs, have you thought about getting your your implants taken out?
Oh, because you have to change them, you mean?
I
mean,
no, it, just with all the stuff, because I was...
Oh, please don't tell him it's dangerous while he's in here. He's going to have me walk down to the hospital and remove
Okay, for fuck's sake, I won't say shit then.
Oh, go on, keep going. Go on.
No, because I'm pretty much probably getting mine taken out because...
But then what are you going to put in there?
I don't fucking know. I'm hoping they're going to come up with something.
What are we left with? Just empty sacks?
I know that there's... I don't want to pull fat and do it because I don't think it'll look right. It'll look...
Where are you getting the fat from, Denise?
Oh, your trust big toe? Me. There's fucking fat on me.
Not enough to make two boobs.
Oh, shut up.
You may have a tiny bit somewhere, but it's not going to fill your bra.
I don't know. I was supposed to actually have surgery a month ago, but then I had to work, so I couldn't. But it's probably good because I needed to really figure out the recovery and what I'm going to do to... I don't know what they're going to look like. You know what I mean?
I feel like
I had nothing.
I feel like you might be a procrastinator. You a bit of a procrastinator.
No, I want to just research it more. Well, you mean for the facelift?
Yeah, all of it.
The facelift is scary to me because, like I said, you know.
What if you come out wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to really, really, really trust your doctor.
And what if the surgeon, like, I don't know, I don't want to be that bad day. Like, everyone has a bad day when they go to work.
Well, I mean...
I don't want to be the bad day patient. You know what I mean?
Look at Demi Moore. Look at all these people that look
fabulous.
No, I
know, but I don't want to be the bad day.
Well, I mean, then, you know, you make sure that you go first in the morning. And that he hasn't been out the day before.
I don't know. I really wish I had the... I hope I do it because I do want my jaws and my neck lifted. I am scared shitless. I am
going to
look
ask you this.
Weird.
How wrong can you go with your neck and your jaws? Charles, like how wrong? Like, what do you think you're going to come out like? Like, what's the worst that could happen tightening your neck? Not a lot. I mean, that was my rationale. It's not like I didn't want beautifying. I didn't want my eyes lifted.
Right.
So any of that. So then I'm like, okay, how much can he really fuck it up?
I'm sure a lot of people can really fuck it up.
Going like this.
Well, that sounds nice and easy, but when you're under and you can't say,
well, you're
going to
see two women today who've had it done.
Okay. All right. I'm going to look at her face too.
Yeah. She looks great.
I know. That's why you went to her doctor.
Yeah. She looks so young. I mean, although I've only seen her on Zoom. So.
You look really young.
Do I?
Yeah.
I know. I think the hair's a bit long. So we're all sat here with sort
of
like.
No, it's not too long.
No.
No. It looks great.
Thank you.
No, you look really beautiful.
And how do you stay so young? So do you maintain
stay
a diet
young.
And tiny? Yes. Like you look fit, tiny. I mean, it's all about the hair, the clothes and feeling young. But what else do you maintain a diet? What is the Denise Richards diet?
You know, I have to say I am blessed with a thin family. My father is in the same. My mom, when she was still here, would be so pissed that my dad could still wear the same size jeans that he wore in high school. So I do have genes of, but that doesn't keep you firm. You know what I mean? So, but I actually,
do I
work out?
Yeah, weights.
I just got a new weight gym with weights.
Okay.
I do have a Pilates machine.
So you've looked at it so far?
Well, yes.
From afar.
My husband just put this gym together. It's so cool. So I do want to start doing weights because I have noticed getting older, I've always been lucky younger with the arms, but now I get it when women would say the jiggly. With,
yeah,
you
jiggly
know,
bits, bingo wings.
I have that. So I'm definitely starting to do weights. But Pilates has pretty much always been my primary workout
that I do. Isn't that interesting? Because I think as you get older, I mean, I went today and I had another peptide put in. So my testosterone levels are going to be way up again.
Peptide?
Have you not had peptides?
No.
Oh my God, Denise, you are missing
okay
out.
I need the numbers of all the people she's going to
no I'm sending you I mean don't even pass go
peptide?
straight there and you can thank me later. So testosterone peptide in my butt cheek today, And that, so I was at, a woman should be between 100, I keep saying this to everybody out here, I'm sorry, 150 to 200. Okay, I was 13. So this will improve your sex life.
Wait,
Aaron, if you're listening.
Your testosterone should be
150 to 200 for a woman, and it goes down as you get older. Okay, so I bet you if you do your bloods, I'm going to send you to my doctor when you leave here.
Okay.
On another day, go and see him.
I'm going to go see.
And he'll take your bloods, and I want to know where you are.
Okay.
So anyway, it improves, makes you like literally horny as hell. Aaron is going to thank me a lot. You're going to thank me a lot.
I'm thrilled.
Oh, he's over the moon. I actually wake up in the middle of the night for sex. That's like, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but didn't before. Then it also... Everyone's having a good laugh. Well, stop laughing. And it improves hair, nails, sex.
The thing I noticed through getting older is the hair.
Everything. This improves everything.
Wow.
And energy. You're going to skip around town like you're a 14-year-old.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to go this peptide person.
Yes. And then also, he does copper peptides, and it changed my skin in 48 hours. 48 hours, no joke. I've never even heard of peptides before. And I'll tell you how it happened. I ended up sitting with a woman that followed me for ages, and she came. She's 51 years old, and she looks, I don't know, 35. Unbloody believable. The body's like a supermodel. The hair, the face, the everything. And I said, have you had surgery done, anything? She goes, no, I do peptides. I'm like, what is a peptide? And I walked out of lunch and went straight to the doctor, her doctor.
I am very excited about this. Yeah. Thank you.
It's, and it lasts like the pellet in your bottom, you just change it every 3 months.
Okay. So I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this again, and we're going to recap.
See where you are.
Yeah.
In life.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that sound good?
Yeah. It sounds
great. I
love
that. Speaking of, sorry, people following, I saw your post on the plane.
Oh my God. Do you know 40 million people have seen that?
That's
insane.
I've
spent my whole life trying to, like, you know, I don't
have
know,
have something
fabulous,
go viral.
just have a fabulous piece of content. And the only thing that went viral is me in agony on a plane. You know,
I can't believe that.
Can you believe that? Have you ever seen a plane?
No.
So those of you who haven't seen it, and I find it hard to believe any of you haven't seen it, since 40 million people have and laughed. People like my pain. We get on the plane, and my secretary had booked 1A and 1B. I mean, we had the two seats facing the plane.
I can't believe that. That seems so odd that it would face every passenger.
But you have no idea. I was like, maybe it's the staff seats. But her seat,
they looked like
her
staff
seat. She pushed a button and it slid out of the wall and came in front of us. So she was.
Oh my God!
Her seat was there. It was the most bizarre thing. And the comments under that post is my favorite. Some of the people are like, you look like you're about to give a speech. I would have rather have walked. What was some really good ones?
Do you know what's nice though? Sometimes when celebrities say something, they will say that someone's being a diva or whatever. In this situation, everyone felt your pain.
I know.
Because that is the weird, and also you're flying backwards. That in itself, I would not want to fly backwards.
I was flying backwards with the steward, whatever. And the woman that was serving us, she was in such a bad mood. She was so grumpy and sat right in front of us. So we were scared. And her chair sort of came in front of Sergio. It was the weirdest plane ride I've ever been. It was like the longest hour and a half of my life.
That is bizarre. It went viral. It was a very funny.
It went viral.
Post.
Like, I've woken up and I've been everywhere. So, like, you know, well, there you go. We're like learning how to do social media. That's what you need to do. Go find that airline,
I'm
Denise,
gonna
and
go
fly
find
it
that
because
damn
you know
airline.
I've been in today. I was in the New York Post. I'm like, it must be a very slow news day. I don't understand why it's so major, but it's like,
it was actually funny.
Yeah. Well, it was funny.
Yeah.
Especially I think coming from my, you know, beautiful 6-star luxury tent to that. Yes, it was. It was really, really funny. When are we going to get you to Dubai?
Hopefully soon.
Well, I mean, after this, I've sent you out to all the doctors. You'll have no money left anyway. So
okay, yeah. Well, thank you.
You'll have to wait a few years to come, but you'll look fabulous.
Thank you.
Thank you, Denise, for
thank
coming
you.
Today. I've had a really fun time
Me
with
too.
You. What do you love to do for beauty? Yes. What's your diet? She said she didn't.
No, but I mean, I had pizza last night.
Oh God.
And
let's
a
not,
cheeseburger the night
there.
Before.
We're not doing that. You can't. No, do not. And all of you out there, this is a terrible diet.
It's terrible. No, it's terrible.
Taking your diet advice. No, how do you look like that?
I think
the skinny family.
The skinny family. You're so funny, the skinny family.
She's got a whole skinny family.
No, normally I do eat really healthy. I am obsessed with the Food Network. So I love watching cooking shows. And
okay,
I
you know,
do
watching
cook.
Cooking shows isn't eating, Denise.
No, but I do. I know.
That is how she stays so thin, people. She does not eat. She watches
I just
the
watch
Food
the
Network.
Shows. No, I do cook. I cook a lot. And I do make a lot of healthy meals. Do you cook?
Absolutely not. No.
You don't.
We would die if it was down to me. No, nothing.
Really?
We would all die. My kids. Well, I can make a good shepherd's pie. But Aaron looks like he works out all the time. Not that I've noticed.
Well, he just put the gym together.
Yes.
He is one that could go probably walk into a gym for 5 minutes and then he's good. He could go 3 months, if not hitting it at all, and he still looks the same.
And what's your favorite thing to do as a couple? Do you like to work out like that together? Like what do you think keeps you?
My favorite thing is, this is a lot of things that I notice with your guys' posts together, is we do a lot of staycations.
Yeah.
Because it's very difficult when you have kids. A lot of people around you and kids, and to have that private romantic time and just to be a couple and just have it be about the two of you, I think is really, that's one of the biggest things that I tell women and men. If you can just have, even if it's one night, even if it's you have someone take the kids and you're just by yourselves and at home, if you can't afford to go to a hotel or something, just to have that with no distractions, I think is so important for a couple.
Actually, that is one of the best piece of advice. That's something that Sergio and I are religious about. And I think a lot of people do go sometimes, you know, only because you have money and you can do this. You can always ship the children out to a friend.
Exactly.
Or, you know, I think it is the most important thing for any couple with kids.
I agree 1,000% because if
the connection gets lost.
If that gets lost and then the couple falls apart, the whole family falls apart. So I think it's really important to keep, you know, the couple together.
And I think that happens a lot. You know, I think, you know, I used to always say that children, they don't glue marriages. They can pull you apart unless you have those things. And I think that's what happens to young couples, is that they lose themselves into their children and they lose the relationship and the connection that they had with their partner. And now it's only from hindsight, people, that we can see this, really.
Yeah.
Probably your first marriage, you know, my first marriage.
Absolutely.
You know, you give everything to your kids and then your partner comes last, you know, and that's where, you know, it just goes sort of.
Especially when the kids are really young, they're not going to remember that mom and dad are away for the weekend.
No.
It's mom and dad who are more nervous about leaving. Do you know what I mean?
I'm the first to say things like this. I always go, do you remember who changed your nappy or who did the airplane for you? I haven't got a clue. No one's giving you a medal. So don't tie yourself to things. Don't say that you can't take that weekend with your husband and leave the baby. You can.
You can, and don't feel guilty about
it.
Because your marriage and your partnership deserves that time together. I think it's so important.
And do you think you were able to sort of get there with Aaron because he is your second marriage and that you just with hindsight knew everything better?
Oh, I think, I filed for divorce when I was 6 months
pregnant.
So we didn't quite get to that part, Charlie and I.
Okay, but you had extreme circumstances. Most of us don't have to go through. Yeah, true. But, you know, hindsight of being able to see, I suppose, it was a little bit different, but I guess with you and Charlie, and you were pregnant and he was, he was doing his movies and his show.
He was working on a show where he worked 4 days a week and had banker hours. He had the best job ever. Oh. He worked on Two and a Half Men.
Well, then.
He only worked a couple hours a day.
Oh. Well, we all want Charlie's job. No, but I mean, how do you think your relationship now with Aaron is so much better? Like, what has it given you? What did you look for coming out of something like that? And, you know, obviously not crazy, but like.
This would be a 5-hour interview, I think, if I get into all of it. But I think for me was something my mom always would instill, I knew my parents came first with each other. You know, they had date night. I grew up with that. And I mean, we were obviously so important. We had such a great family and I had a great upbringing. But I knew my mom and dad, you know, if I was crying and didn't want them to go out, they would still go out. I have girlfriends, if their child is crying, they don't want them to go, they cancel their plans and stay home. Mm. So I grew up with that, that the partnership has to come first. And otherwise, you know,
if the, everything else falls apart.
The biggest thing with Aaron and I is we're friends too. He's my best friend. And that's something that I see, tell with you and Sergio too, is that is having that friendship and we want to be with each other all the time. And that's very different from my ex and I. We
did not.
It didn't last that we were married for 4.5 years, but it was a very different dynamic than what I have now. This is something that I've always wanted and didn't know was possible. And I didn't have a lot of relationships after Charlie. You know, it was all about the kids. And so when Aaron came into my life, it was just very different. My girls were teenagers, which that in itself was a big transition for them too, because they had their mom to themselves the whole time.
And then he came in.
And he came in. And so it was a big transition for them. A lot of positive because he added so much to our family, but it was also hard for them to have their mom, you know, not
distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the thing I think that is difficult for trying to blend families. And, you know, I think your children were a little older
all
too.
The same, when
you
No, and my daughter struggles with him sometimes too. So it's very, very normal. And you just have to push through it because
you push through.
You're not going to change it. My daughter's actually going to college in September. So at the end of the day, you know, what do you do? She's gone.
Right. You know? I have my oldest, she had the harder time with it. And same thing. I said, you're
gone. And I meant to
and
sit
then
home
you want
by
me
myself.
To be by myself and alone and unhappy.
Like, yeah. Sometimes they do. Yes. Just to know you're there. Yes. But you're available to them whenever.
Right.
That's what kids want. I also think, you know, being happy in your relationship, which you are, is like also shows on your skin and your body.
Oh, I agree too. When you're happy, it does. It
shines through.
Yeah. It makes you a better, you know, a better mom, a better friend, a better coworker. I think when you are happy in your life, you do project that a lot.
You do. And I think, you know, probably having taken that time out of Housewives where you're not living in that sort of toxic circle that we live in for a bit, you know, where,
right,
you know, you're kind of forced into this feeling. You come out and you're so light and you can live, because you are in our normal lives, you know, we're much nicer people.
Right.
So anyway, thank you so much, Denise, for today. I've really enjoyed it. And we've got, what are our takeaways? So marry your best friend.
Best friend and lover.
And lover.
Keep having sex.
Keep having sex. And don't forget your concealer, everybody out there. Do not forget your concealer.
And for me, mascara.
And Denise, mascara. Thank you for listening to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored. And don't forget to subscribe. Thank you for listening. You can catch my new episode of my podcast every Wednesday. Please don't forget to follow so you don't miss any of the action. I want to hear from you, so leave me a rating and a review. Follow us on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information at Uncut and Uncensored by Caroline. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.